Chapter 1. Childhood Memories. 1. A Journey of Food and Self-Discovery. I'm currently living in France and doing a PhD in gastronomy and tourism. When I was around 28, I suddenly lost a job I truly loved. A wave of mass layoffs hit the industry, and the economic downturn that followed the COVID pandemic made things even harder. I struggled to find another role that felt meaningful, something I could feel passionate about and devote my time to. That's when I started asking myself what I had truly loved since childhood. I was born and raised in Beijing, a massive city with a long history of serving as China's capital through many dynasties. Growing up there gives people a certain kind of royal air, not out of arrogance, but from being so familiar with the rise and fall of power. There's a deep awareness that life goes in cycles, full of highs and lows, much like history itself. That mindset brings a natural sense of tolerance and a strong desire to help those who are going through tough times. That same spirit has always been a part of me. After finishing high school in Beijing, I moved to Sydney to study sociology at the University of Sydney. I wanted to do something that could really make a difference for everyday people. A few years later, after working back in China, I moved again, this time to Auckland, to study tourism management. Traveling and exploring new places has always brought me joy and peace. While I was there, I noticed a course next door, titled Gastronomy. That simple moment changed everything. I realized food wasn't just something to enjoy. It could also be studied, thought about, and understood on a deeper level. That's when things really started shifting for me. I grew up in an intellectual family. Everyone supported my choices, but admitting that food was my one true passion still felt difficult. Over time, I learned to be honest with myself. I gave myself permission to follow what I loved most and pursue it seriously. That's how I ended up where I am now, doing a PhD focused on gastronomy and tourism. Chapter 1 begins with my earliest food memories, growing up in Beijing, surrounded by smells, tastes, and stories that shaped who I am.